Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Albers, and welcome back here to Go Redskins TV. And I am here at the Anderson High School 1976-40 reunion. And I'm joined here by Tim Hall. And Tim, thank you for joining us. And Tim and I go back a little bit, a long way. I was a little kid.
You when you were a little kid.
Back in the day. But I really appreciate you joining us here. What we always ask the guys is to talk about, we obviously know you graduated in 76. Talk about your number and what position you played back in 76.
My number was 32, and I played halfback and middle linebacker. I had some injury problems. My senior year, I actually broke my ankle 2 weeks before the first game.
Oh, wow.
Taped it up the first game. McNick, I went and played the first game.
Did you really?
I played the whole season with a broken ankle.
No
kidding. Never told anybody. On our team back then, we only had about 20 players, believe it or not.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, they were some of the toughest guys. We didn't get the whole school involved. We had 700 students back then with 20 kids on the football team. It was before Anderson became a force.
Yeah.
One of our coaches had a heart attack. One of our other coaches had some issues locally. But it was a great experience for me. My whole 76 class was a great experience. Track, I loved running track, believe it or not. I made it to the state with a few of these boys, Eddie Steffen, Hank Omies.
Yeah.
And we were there at the finals. We didn't win it. There were some boys that were faster than us, but we got there. Mr. John Raymond was one of the biggest supporters, and he still is today.
Oh, yeah.
1976, and he's still doing it in 2016.
Oh, I know. He does it with us.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
And he still has the same spirit today. And you ask me, what are my highlights? He was one of my highlights.
Really?
I've never seen anybody so involved in a program for that many years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I moved. It was a great experience. Loved it. Played basketball, ran track. Play football. Well, you probably remember me.
I do.
Over to the house.
Yeah.
And train. But any questions that you have?
Well, I mean, dude, so like a team that you played, like McNick. Any moment that you remember that sticks out in your mind?
I have a great moment. The first game we played my senior year was McNick, and back then McNick was the big game. It was the game.
Right.
Win or lose, that was our season. McNick had a very good team. Like I told you, I was injured, and I wrapped my ankle up. I played middle linebacker. They had 350 yards. We had 100 yards. But I blocked a punt on the one-yard line. It was a quick kick. And the next play, Nicky Tarpoff ran it in for a touchdown. We scored 7.
He said it.
And Brian Birdall kicked a field goal for 20 yards. It was 10 feet in the air. No, 10 and a half, going sideways, over the goalpost. And we beat McNick 10-7.
Wow.
And like I said, they had a great team. They were 8-2 or 7-3 that year, made it to the playoffs. They had a good team. But I love it every time I see the McNick boys and I get to tell them. Remember back then when we beat you 10-7, they always talk about the yardages, but it always counts. The score is what always counts.
Yeah,
we won. A big game.
That is an awesome memory. It always means Nick Turpin games for me, too, is the same thing.
Yeah.
And also talk a little bit about you had your brother, you said we talked earlier about Jackie, and then Ty had a great career at Anderson High School and went on to Boston College.
I had 7 other brothers. We all played at Anderson, and we except one. One went to Turpin. And we all loved football. My dad, when all of us boys got out of the system, he didn't know what he was going to do on Friday night because every Friday night for 15 years there was a hall on the field. But then Ty came along and they made the state and they were state champs. I hit
in 2007 and
they were runner up and then they won the state I think in Division
2007.
Two,
yes.
Division
yep.
Two. I went to that game. One of the greatest games I ever saw, though, was Turpin Anderson.
Absolutely.
And I was so excited about that game because everybody in the community was at Princeton.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. But, high school was a great experience for me.
And so, obviously, that state scene, our school, with 22 kids playing and you're seeing 80 kids, that'd be a great moment for you, too, as well.
It's unbelievable. I remember as ninth graders, we went over to Moeller.
Yeah.
And we had 13 kids that got off the bus. At halftime, we were beating them 10-7.
Wow.
The second half, the Moeller High School football team came over to on the sideline. They had them from end zone to end zone, rooting their guys on. We lost by 3 points.
Really?
But that's when I realized, hey, now that is that's the way a school should be.
Right.
Sideline, end zone to end zone. There were 100 guys on that sideline.
Right.
And then I saw it at Anderson finally in the 90s.
Yeah.
Are we going to get it back?
Yeah, we are. We're going to. New coach, so, doing a good job.
I hear he's pushing him. Now, I know the Blaha boy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
I hear he's the running back.
Yes, he is.
Is he any good?
Yeah, he is. He's real good.
Yeah. I know his dad real well. Great friend of mine. But so they had the black and...
They had black and orange scrimmage. Orange
today?
And black. Yeah, and they did. It was a really good scrimmage.
First time ever.
Yeah.
That was... And how did we do?
Really well. It was against Anderson, ones against ones, and it was good.
But how did we look talent-wise?
We look good.
We're deep.
Yeah, we're looking good. So, should be a good year. And, Tim, I really appreciate now, always catching up with you.
Are you a coach?
No, I coached 1 year at Anderson with Soriano, and then I've been broadcasting. I played back in 86 when we were awful, but then I've been doing broadcasting for 25 years for Anderson.
Yeah.
Been doing that, so. But I appreciate you joining us. Hey, have fun tonight.
Yeah.
And it's always great seeing you.
Go Redskins!
That's Tim Hall joining us. We'll be back up with more interviews on Go Redskins TV.
What you want?